Praise God and good morning. I trust that the Lord is keeping you and watching over your life, and He continues to sustain you. You know, it is always a blessing to come and listen to God's word with you and share God's word. And I know that the word is working, in that as you continue to listen to the word, you will find that God is cleansing you, God is changing you, God is transforming you, God is conforming you to His image and likeness. It really is the work of God, because God is the one that loves us. He is the one that chose us. He chose us in our mother's womb even before we were born, even before we had a choice, even before we had learned wrong and right. God had already chosen us. And that's what one of the things that you will, it baffles people to understand why God chooses certain people. And remember, we've been reading about how God says, even before the twins, any of them had made any sin, had committed any sin, He had already said that Jacob I loved and Esau I hated. That shows us the sovereignty of God. In His sovereign nature, He loves us, He loves you and me. And the Bible says that He chose us in Christ to be adopted as children of God, in that we were chosen in Christ. There is a place where each and every man can enter into the realm of the chosen. In this realm of the chosen, it is when you come to put your faith in Christ and you believe that you are united in Christ. And since you are united in Christ, you receive every single blessing that is accorded to Christ. Remember, the Bible tells us that we are the body of Christ. He is our head and we are His body. And every blessing, every authority, every grace that is given to the Christ is also accorded to us, because Christ is that union also, is that union between Christ and the church, between the Christ and the church. And since we are His body, we also are partakers of His glory. We are partakers of His authority. We are partakers of His divine nature. We are partakers of His blessings. We are partakers of everything that is of God, that by the Bible says that all things are God. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come, and all things are of God. And so you are of God, my brother. You are of God, my sister. When you have put your faith in Christ, all things that constitute you now start to conform to that image of Christ, to conform to that image of God, that indeed anything that is contrary to the will, to the purposes of God is converted. It starts to be changed and to align. The Bible tells us that God is a God of order. He's not a God of disorder. That means when He comes into your life, He starts to put things in order. He starts to put bones in order. He starts to put cells in order. He starts to put your systems in order, your hormones, your everything that concerns you. Oh God, and indeed we know that God is in charge. We thank Him. We thank Him that He is a healer. He is a healer. And if you believe it, God is working. And you know, the beauty of God is that God does not depend on our efforts. God does not depend on our righteousness. God is not dependent. God's love is not dependent on how far or how much we have done. His love is always unconditional. His love is immeasurable. His love is even, He loved us before we loved Him. While we were yet sinners, God shows us His love in this way, that He sent His Son to die for us. And I tell you, my brother, my sister, each and every morning, each and every day, just come to the throne room, not on your own effort. Just come to ask God, not on your own effort. Just come to believe God for healing, not on your own effort. Just come and do ministry, not on your own effort. Come and do the works of God, not on your own effort, because it is God who works in you to will and to do according to His good pleasure. Your desire, your greatest desire is, should be, God, use me. God, use me. God, I'm available. Carry me. Just like you carried the prophets of old, you too can be carried this morning. You too can be carried into a new way of life, into a new grace, into a new level. Indeed, because it is Him that orders our our steps. The Bible says the steps of a righteous man are ordered of you, are ordered of the Lord. And it is God that orders our steps, that indeed even the turn that we think has gone wrong, it is God who has turned it. It is God who could have turned it, that it might look like a mistake. You can think of how when they were blessing the children and the hands will cross and someone will be like, "Father, this is the older child." You know, Joseph was blessing the children and he'll say, "This is the older child." And he said, "I know, I know." Joseph cried out to the father, "Father, no, bless this one first." He said, "I know. I know." Why? Because God is the one that chooses. He knows. He corrects. He adjusts things. He makes mistakes. He turns them into order. He turns them aright. And so look at yourself. Think of how much, when we consider ourselves, we are a bag of failures. When I look at myself, I see infirmities, a bag of infirmities. But you see, there is a grace that chose me. There is a grace that chooses me, that still chooses me. There is a grace that still calls. There is a grace that still works, even when we don't understand. There is a grace that is not limited to numbers, is not limited to education background, is not limited to parental lineage. There is a grace that is not limited to the religion or to the background, to the training, religious background that we come from. There is a grace that calls men into the beloved, and that grace is only found in Christ Jesus. You can count on that grace today. You can depend on Him. You can look unto Him. You know, when the Bible, when you read the book of Matthew chapter 20, and just going there, just so that we can just have a basis for our sharing for today. In Matthew chapter 20, we are going to look at the parable of the workers in the vineyard. And or even someone has called it the parable of the 11th hour. Now the Bible says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner." Now he's speaking of the kingdom of heaven. Now remember, when we speak of the kingdom of heaven, it's actually different from the kingdom of God. Now it's interesting, but anyway, when we speak of the kingdom of heaven, we are basically speaking of the kingdom that Christ establishes on the earth for men. So when we speak of the kingdom of heaven, we speak of the kingdom that or the world that Jesus creates, that those that believe in Him are made sons of God. And that being made a son of God is to exercise dominion and rulership over the earth. So the kingdom of heaven refers to that kingdom that Jesus establishes. That's why He says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers in the vineyard, for the vineyard. Now, when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day. Now, ideally, work used to be for 12 hours. So, when he goes out early in the day, that means he's going to start at 6 a.m. Now, at 6 a.m., he goes out and he finds laborers. And you know, laborers will go and hang out in places where they can be hired out. So someone who wanted to work, they will go out in the morning and go to the market or to the place where they can be hired. And those that needed laborers will come and agree with them. So the landowner went out early in the morning to hire laborers in his vineyard. Now, when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, that means there was a wage to be paid. They agreed on it. And a contract, if it's a verbal contract, even in law, verbal contracts apply. The verbal contract was, "After you complete your work, I will give you a denarius a day." Now, then he sent them into his vineyard. And you see, that denarius was the exact or the accurate wage that is right. Remember, so if those that are based on their effort, those that come according to the law, are those who came with that contract. You can see now, remember, we are linking just so many messages, but with the grace of God. So they agreed for a denarius. Now these are the people who came with the law, they say Jesus told God, God told the Israel, if you do this, I will do this. If you do this, I will do this. So they came on their effort. They agreed on a denarius a day, and that is what they were laboring for. And they expected to be rewarded for a denarius a day. Now, verse 3 tells us, and he went about the third hour. Now, when it speaks of the third hour, you think of 9 a.m. So some people have already been working from 6 a.m., those who are hired for the exact price, the denarius. So he went about the third hour, and he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. Now, think of the sovereignty, or think of this farmer or this owner of the vineyard. He finds other workers that are idle, that they have not been hired out. You can imagine these workers went out early in the morning as well to be hired out in the morning. At 6 they were awake, or even earlier than 6 they went, and they were waiting to be hired. And as they waited, no one hired them. And you see, this is really what happens. Why are people struggling in the world? No one has told them the truth. No one has told them to come to the gospel. No one has told them the message of grace, that God loves them, that God is ready to use them. So these men were idle because no one had hired them. And you can see the compassion of the owner of the vineyard. And he said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, I will give you. Now, look at the difference between how God deals with those who do not come with the expectation of what they have done. Now, this is where grace kicks in, because the law, it's a demand of what you have done that brings you to God. And many times that's where we falter. We come because even the good ones, where we come because we have fasted, we come because we have given, we come because we have done this, instead of coming because Christ has done, coming because Christ paid the price. Now, since they came again, in this time, he does not give them a price. Why? Because they are not in a place to debate with him. Because work is hired for a day. They are not in the place where they can even argue that I need maybe 3/4 of a denarii, or I need, you know, half a denarii or anything. He just tells them, go and work, and whatever is right, I will give you. Think of now those that come to God by faith, by grace, through the grace that is in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You come and say, God, it's not my effort. It's not, I don't qualify, but I just come, whatever is right, do it. And so God finds us where we are, and if we accept him, he says, come into the kingdom. So he tells them, whatever is right, because they said, no one has hired us. And the Bible says, and again he went about the sixth hour. Remember, that is now midday. Remember, and then the ninth hour, he went at 3 p.m. So he went at 9 a.m. He found people idle. He went again at midday. He found people idle. He went at ninth hour at 3 p.m. He found people idle. And likewise, and did likewise. What does it mean he did likewise? He told them, go and work in my vineyard. Whatever is right, I will give you. And this is where people who don't understand grace don't just understand it. They think that God qualifies us because of us. No, God qualifies us because of Christ. That person that you think is a sinner, that person that you think has failed, that prostitute that you despise, that young girl who got pregnant early, that person who you think is a failure, that is a person, that alcoholic that you despise, that is a person that God can turn their lives around and use them for his glory. That is the person that God anoints. That is the person that God heals. Why? Because they cannot come on their own merit. That is why the tax collectors who stood to pray, the Republican, he beat his chest and said, "Oh God, I am a sinner, I am unworthy." But then the Pharisee said, "Oh, I fast, I tithe." And God, Jesus asked, who is it that went home more justified? It was the Republican. It was the tax collector. Why? Because he came to God not on his own effort. And so likewise, those at the sixth hour, those at midday, those at the ninth hour, those at 3 p.m., you can imagine they have only 3 hours to go to work. And he did likewise. He told them, go, and whatever is right, I will give it to you. Then verse 6 says, and about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle. Can you imagine? Men were standing idle up to the 11th hour. At 5 p.m., no one was available to hire them. Yet they needed work. And he tells them, go also you and work in my vineyard. Verse 6, he says, and about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and say to them, where have you been standing here idle all day? They say to him, because no one has hired us. And he say to them, you also go into the vineyard and whatever is right, you will receive. So, when the evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. There is a place in God where the last become first. There is a place in God where sinners become saints. There is a place in God where the unrighteous are made righteous. There is a place in God where those who have failed are made conquerors. There is a place in God where those who do not deserve it are made deserving. And this is the place where he starts with those that came at the 11th hour, those that did not labor on their own efforts, those that did not expect because of what they have done, those that come because the master called them and are looking forward to whatever is right to receive from him, and beginning with the last to the first. And when he came, when those came who were hired about the 11th hour, remember, it was not just one person, it was many. Oh my God. May you be those that come by grace. And he said, when those that came who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. Can you see? It is not about proportions. It's about the master's sovereign will. It's about the master's love. It's about the master's forgiveness. It's about the master's mercy. This is the mind of God, who desires all men to be saved. And that is why you can never write off someone. As long as someone is still alive, he is still a candidate for the grace of God. And you too are still a candidate. You too are still a candidate. God is still reaching out. And they are given a denarius. But then, when the first came, they supposed that they will receive more. People expect more. Oh, because they thought they worked harder. But there's someone who is the tent dweller. Jacob was just tent dwelling. The brother was hunting. The tent dweller waited for even the food to be cooked by the mother. Hi. There is a tent dweller who receives even more than who that is sweating in the field. Why? Because it is the master that chooses. It is the grace of God. That's why even the curse, the mother says that, let the curse fall on me. And this is what Christ did. He became our curse for us. He said, let the curse fall on me. And verse 11, and when they had received it, they complained against the landowner. And you see, many will complain on that day. They will say, God, we did this for you. Those who kept the law will argue, oh, why is this person also here in heaven? Saying, this last man have worked only 1 hour and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day. You can see a church comes within a year, it is full grown. And yet others have been laboring. And this is what these guys were asking. These guys just came in 1 hour. How about us who have borne the burden of the whole day? You have given them the same as us. And it's not even the same. You have given them more than us because for a day's work. For a day's work. They worked just 1 hour. For 12 hours, they just worked 1 hour. So if it is numbers, they received a bigger inheritance. Why? Because God is not a man. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? The mind of God, he still calls them friend. He did not just hire them as slaves. He did not just hire them as laborers. He did not just hire them as wage workers. He called them friend. He said, friend, did you not agree with me for a denarius? There was a contract. They came on contract. When you come to God on contract, he will meet his contract. When you come to God on covenant, he will meet his covenant. But the greatest covenant is when we come on Christ and say, no, it's not me. It is Christ. I don't come on my effort. Come through Christ. He said, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give the last man the same as to you. And that is why even when someone is at their deathbed, as long as they can still cry out Jesus, even with 1 second to go, even with the last breath, Christ is there. He receives them. It is God who justifies. It is God who calls. It is God who dies for this man. He says, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. You see, this is a problem of jealousy, comparison. The older son, remember, think of the Lord who looked at the wasteful son, the prodigal son. The older son said, father, I have been with you working all these years, and yet you have never given me even a sheep or even a small goat to celebrate with my friends. Because they don't understand why this wasteful son is being given a new cloth, he's been given a new turban, he's been given new shoes, he's been given a gold ring. They have no understanding. I tell you, celebrate people when God elevates them. Celebrate people when God fulfills their purposes in them. Celebrate people. Why? Because it is God who chooses. It is God who calls. It is God who has mercy. And say, God, if you're doing this in this man of God, hallelujah. Indeed, this is my brother. You are doing it for our family. We are one family. This is the body. We celebrate with those who are celebrated. We rejoice with those that are doing well. Why? Because it is the work of God. It says, take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things or with my own money or with my own resources? Or is your eye evil because I am good? Look at it. When your eye is evil is when you start comparing, when you start saying, oh, why is someone being blessed yet they are sinful? Oh, why is someone being blessed yet they have not been faithful? That is an evil eye, but a good eye is the eye that rejoices. Even when those who don't deserve receive the blessings of God. Why? Because God is still working in them. And then he says, so the last will be the first. And the first, the last, for many are called, but few are chosen. As I said before, the last. There's a place in God where the last become the first. And he says, many are called, but few are chosen. You are among the chosen. You can choose to be among the chosen in Christ. Ephesians 1, chapter 5, for you are chosen in Christ. When God called you and adopted you to be his children, you are chosen, you are chosen, you are chosen. You are chosen. The fact that you've had this message this morning, you are chosen. You are loved of God. And it takes just a second to say, I believe. It just takes a second to just exhale and say, God, it's not me, but it's you. And I thank you. This is the God of the 11th hour. This is the God of grace. May his name be praised. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for everyone that has listened, that you have cleansed them, you've purified them, you've accepted them, and they are beloved of you. You have chosen them. And even as they surrender to you this morning, may they experience the refreshing intimacy of your presence. May they experience the love that comes from you. May they experience the restoration that comes from you. May they experience the peace that comes from you. May they experience the healing that comes from you, O God. May they experience the jobs and the breakthrough that comes from you. Because you are never late. Indeed, the last shall be the first. I thank you and I honor you. May your name be praised and be adored. Remember all that concerns us. In Jesus' name, amen. Shalom and blessed, blessed day ahead.